You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Oh, yes, there's a croaky person. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 28th of June. And lovely to be with you. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Now, starting with a couple of events in the world of entertainment. Entertainment history for this day. Going back to 1948, boxer Dick Turpin beats Vince Hawkins. This was at Villa Park in Birmingham, to become the first black British boxing champion in the modern era. And our second one, 1950, the novice US football team beats Britain 1-0. This was in the first round of the World Cup. And where was that in those days? It was in Brazil.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
Culture Club. Yes, Culture Club bring us in on this morning's program with Church of the Poison Mind. If you are keeping an eye on time, we're 6 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. And as I was saying, it is welcome. It is welcome to Tuesday, the 28th of June. Right, moving on with the music, we're going to go with Ollie and Jerry. Spelled with a J, not with a G. That's it. There's no stopping love. And that's from, as I said, from Ollie and Jerry. What have we got lined up for you this morning? All being well, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Isaac Castells. Remember, Isaac came in last week talking about the festival, the San Marlo festival that's on at the moment. Be chatting with him. Of course, we'll also be checking in with Ingrid and with Yasmin during the course of the morning. Usual bits and pieces. Bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the local news headlines. We'll look at a little bit later on. 7 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the international news. 7:30, international business news, and the list goes on. So it's going to be a fun and a busy morning with you this morning. There we go, yes, taking us back to 1982. That was released on the 31st of May in 1982. Eye of the Tiger, of course, by Survivor. Released a single off there. It was their third album of the same name. And it was also, of course, needless to say, the theme song for the Rocky III 1982 movie. Rocky 3. Great song. And I tell you what, talking songs, it's time to do this morning. Time to get you all spruced up, smelly nice, and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday. What do we got for you? Oh, wake me up before you go. There they go, yes, Wham in the shower this morning, George Michael and Mr. Ridley. That's it, time to get you out and on your way, chop chop, to wherever it is you're going this morning. Well, I tell you what, that's all left me so excited. Pointer Sisters on this morning's show.
Tonight we're gonna make it happen. the Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Palmer.
Every kind of people.
That's what it takes, you know, every kind of people to make the world go round. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we've got just time to squeeze one more in as we go down to the bottom of the hour. We're 26 and a half minutes after six.
Sleep. There's so much you have to learn. And I would gladly teach you if I could only reach you.
There we go. Yes, it's one of those tracks. Played it then, playing it again. That was Lady Willpower from Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Released in June of 1968. And I was playing that on Forces Radio Charger back then. Remember it well. Brings back some great memories. Right, it is time on the Breakfast Show for us to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time, keeping an eye on the time, 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, taking a look at some of the stories in the local news. We'll be looking at these in more detail a bit later on this morning. Starting off with the epidemiological report of yesterday, 866 new cases of COVID-19 and one death were confirmed in the last 24 hours. The 866 cases reported on Monday were detected after the application of 4,807 tests, returning a positivity of 18%. Now, regarding the deaths, one was reported in the last 24 hours. Now, we have a total of deaths of 8,348 due to COVID-19. The lethality percentage remains at 0.9. As for the active cases, it is detailed that there are 14,148. Now, of this amount, 13,918 are in home isolation and 230 are hospitalized. Those in isolation, 13,906 are at home and 12 in the so-called hospital hotels. While those hospitalized, we have 195 in the wards and 35 in the intensive care units. The Commission for the Evaluation of the Critical Shortage of Medicines recommended the implementation of a pilot plan so that the patients of the Social Security Fund can also acquire medicines in the country's stores. Now, the announcement was made on Monday by the Vice President of the Republic and Coordinator of the Commission, José Gabriel Carrizo, who presented the proposal to President Laurentino Cortizo. And Carrizo asked the President to approve the beginning of this proposal, which is an alternative to the lack of medicines in the CSS. Curry's has specified that this pilot plan is called Medic Sol, in other words, an abbreviation of Medicine Solidarity, and that would work in a similar way to the digital voucher. The country has added 60,000 additional workers to the informal sector in less than a year, which combined with the increases in the state payroll and the contraction of formal private employment indicates a worsening of the process of precariousness and nationalisation of employment that had been developing before the pandemic in Panama. Now, in October 2021, there were 677,875 informal jobs, while for April of 2022, the figure stood at 737,922. Now, this means that informality has held 48.2% of the non-agricultural employment population throughout the country. More information on that at 8 and 9 this morning. The judicial branch must demand from the executive a budget that allows it to exercise its functions properly, in compliance with the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice that declared several articles of the 2021 budget unconstitutional for failing to comply with Article 214 of the Constitution that indicates, among other aspects, that the budgets of the judicial branch and the public prosecutor's office shall not be less together than 2% of the current income of the central government. After the arrival of the new leadership of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, headed by Benicio Robinson and Ruben de Leon, president and secretary respectively, the discomfort within the group has worsened, a situation that has even led founders to resign from the party of Omar Torrijos Herrera. Now, those who have left the ranks of the PRD have pointed out that the group has lost its way and that they have stopped identifying with the ideals and values that at one point led them to be part of this political project. Added to this are the complaints from the party's bases, which indicate that they have not been considered, particularly to enter the already bloated state bureaucracy. Again, more on that later on. On Monday, the agricultural cargo carriers of the Highlands and Bolkheti sector of the province of Chiriquí continue with their second day of vigil and stoppage of activities. The stoppage was carried out despite the fact that the government on Saturday, the 25th of June, agreed to freeze the price of fuel at $3.95 per gallon for agricultural transport. This Sunday, a group of spokesmen for the protesters told local media that they want the reduction not only to be for that sector, but for the entire country. They argued that the fuel prices continue to be high, people will stop buying food and lose out. You know, I don't really necessarily agree with that. I think people are going to buy food, whatever. And I don't see any shortage of people at the gas pumps either. The thing is, you know, this is a problem. It's a big problem, but it's not generated here. As I said before, I don't know anywhere in the world, as far as I know, that's fairer when it comes to governing the price of gasoline. The tax isn't that great, and they do it in accordance with the world markets. And the world markets right now, put it in plain English, they're crap. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 23 minutes before 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at the international news headlines at 7. Between now and then, there's some great music. Bye.
can't decide. Every time I move, I lose when I let go.
TD and back in love again. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou wished us a very good morning this morning. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. Sorry I haven't been able to type anything. Now, this is a good example why I have Yasmin here. Because yesterday I had a problem with one of my computers. In fact, the same one, the left-hand side computer. And the mouse wasn't working properly. So every time I tried to drag something, instead of it just sort of doing one click, what it was doing, it was sort of doing equivalent to two clicks. So if I wanted to move something from my music library over to my playlist, when I touched on it, it would do equivalent to two clicks, which meant it would start playing the music, which is really annoying. Today being a brand new day, anyway, I went out yesterday, I bought a brand new mouse. Very, very happy with it, by the way. If you see, they only have one. It's a Logitech Pebble. But the beauty of it is that it works with both one of those little toggle things that you plug in, but it is also Bluetooth, which means that it's perfect for working during the day with the little toggle. But then it's very good because I've got it set up to work with my tablet on the Bluetooth. So I'm really happy about that. So anyway, today was a good day until I went to type something on the keyboard. And I got a G and a something else, which was totally irrelevant. So I thought, that's all right, it's just the batteries. So I went and changed the batteries, and it's not working. So I have no keyboard. And I just said, yes, I've got no keyboard. It's no good. I want to go back to bed. I've had enough. I said, I can't reply to any of my WhatsApps. Because it comes up on the screen in front of me here in the program, on one of the computer screens. she turned around to me and said, why don't you just use the phone? You see, at least one of us has got a brain. So if you just, Mary Lou said good morning, I'll reply to you in a minute because Yasmin's using the phone for something else. Time to give up and go back to bed. Hello, yes, Electric Light Orchestra. There we go. I tell you what, it's just as well, isn't it? See, I play the music. Yasmin's got the brains. By the way, sweet talking woman from ELO. This is Won Chung. Dance Hall Days.
By the hand, I make you do a handstand, and take your baby by the heel, and do the next thing that you feel. We were so advanced in a dance hall dance. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true or I said. Dance all day long.
take your baby by the hand and pull her closer, there, there, there. And take your baby by the ear and play upon her darkest fears. We would talk in vain in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazed when I, you, and everyone we knew who believed, do share what was true. I said, dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her red to sapphire's blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 We were stuck in days, in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazed when I, you, and everyone we knew to believe, do share what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. That's all day. That's all day. That's all day. That's all day. That's all day.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
What will I do when you're gone? Who's gonna tell me the truth? Who's gonna finish the stories I start where you always do? When somebody knocks at the door, someone new walks in, I will smile and shake their hands, but you can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was me and you since way back when, but you can't make old friends.
How will I sing when you're gone? 'Cause it won't sound the same. We'll join in on those harmony parts when I call your name. You can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was you and me since way back when, but you can't.
St. Peter opens the gate
and you come
all know the show must go on, but you can't make old friends.
No.
Lovely Dolly Parton there, and you can't make old friends. I'm not sure who's on there with her, actually. It doesn't say, just credits Dolly Parton here. I'll look it up and I'll let you know. I'm sure one of you will tell me anyway. Dolly Parton, you can't make old friends. How true is that? Of course you can't make old friends, isn't it? Only happens over time. And let me see, what else have I got to tell you? No, I'm going to take a rummage around the internet in a minute and see if I can find any news stories in the tech sector today. I tell you what I have got. Let's. I think we all need one of these this morning. Let's take a look at, see if we can find, here's a good news story. Trumpet the Bloodhound wins Best at Show at Westminster Dog Show. Not to toot his own horn, but toot toot. Trumpet a Bloodhound was named Best in Show on Wednesday night at the 146th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. The champion canine, the first Bloodhound ever, by the way, to win the competition, was victorious over six other finalists. Hollywood, the Maltese, Winston, the French Bulldog, River, the German Shepherd, Belle, the English Setter, Stryker, the Samoyed, and MM, the Lakeland Terrier. Organisers said that this year, close to 3,500 dogs representing more than 200 breeds and varieties competed in the show. And it was won by a bloodhound, isn't that nice, called Trumpet. Hey, always blow your own trumpet. And talking of animals, good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou's got one of her kitty cats in the vets. She was taken yesterday, obviously had some kind of procedure. She's been in, or he's been in the vets overnight. You know, let's keep our fingers crossed. I'm sure he'll be all right. In fact, if you listen very closely... There you are, you see, he told you he's all right himself. We can do all kinds of things on this show. Except as long as it's got nothing to do with intelligence, we're laughing. Right, I tell you what, next we're going to go from Dolly Parton to Christine McVie.
Feeling
ago, Christina McVie and Got a Hold on Me. And by the way, that one, You Can't Make Old Friends, from Dolly Parton. Singing along with her on that one was Kenny Rogers, which I'm sure a lot of you knew already. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just sort of reaching the top of the hour, so we're going to have the call sign. This one.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Mm-hmm. And then what we're going to do is look at some of the international news for this morning. Here we go again. Russia's defense ministry on Tuesday denied hitting a shopping mall in the Ukraine city of Kremenchuk with missiles, saying it had struck a weapons depot and a subsequent explosion of ammunition had triggered a fire in the nearby shopping mall. At least 18 people were killed on Monday in what Kiev said was a direct Russian missile strike against the busy shopping center of Kremenchuk. The G7 called the hit a Russian war crime, while Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said it was one of the most defiant terrorist attacks in European history, accusing Russia of directly targeting civilians. Any encroachment on the Crimea Peninsula by a NATO member state could amount to a declaration of war on Russia, which could lead to World War III. Russia's former president Dmitry Medvedev was quoted as saying on Monday, "For us, Crimea is a part of Russia, and that means forever. Any attempt to encroach on Crimea is a declaration of war against our country," Medvedev told the news agency Argumente Facti. G7 leaders have agreed to study placing global price caps on imports of Russian energy to curb Moscow's ability to fund its invasion of Ukraine and to contribute up to $5 billion to address global food security, officials said on Tuesday. The war in Ukraine and its dramatic economic fallout, in particular soaring food and energy inflation, has dominated this year's summit of the Group of Rich Democracies at a castle resort in the Bavarian Alps. Iran, which holds the world's second largest gas reserves, has applied to join the BRICS group of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa that Beijing and Moscow cast as a powerful emerging market alternative to the West. The term BRIC was coined by Goldman Sachs economist Jim O'Neill in 2001 to describe the startling rise of Brazil, Russia, India, China. The BRIC powers had their first summit in 2009 in Russia. South Africa joined in 2010. The bodies of 46 dead migrants were discovered inside a tractor trailer on Monday in San Antonio, Texas City, officials said, in one of the most deadly recent incidents of human smuggling along the U.S.-Mexico border. A San Antonio Fire Department official said that they found stacks of bodies and no signs of water in the truck, which was found next to railroad tracks in a remote area of the city's southern outskirts. China has slashed the quarantine time for inbound travellers by half on Tuesday in a major easing of COVID-19 curbs that have deterred cross-border travel and resulted in international flights running at just 2% of pre-pandemic levels. Quarantine at centralised facilities has been cut to 7 days from 14, and subsequent at-home health monitoring has been reduced to 3 days from 7, the National Health Commission has said. Japan baked under scorching temperatures for a fourth successive day on Tuesday as the capital's heat broke nearly 150-year-old records for June, and authorities warned that power supply remained tight enough to raise the spectre of cuts. The heat wave comes less than 2 weeks before a national election in which prices, including the cost of electricity, are among key issues picked by voters in opinion polls that show the government's approval rating slipping, with politicians, including Tokyo's governor, urging power price cuts. At least 12 people died and 251 were injured in a chlorine gas leak from a storage tank in Jordan's Aqaba port, officials and state media reported on Monday. The leak came after a tank filled with 25 tons of chlorine gas being exported to Djibouti fell while being transported, said officials. A video posted on state television's Twitter page showed a storage tank falling from a winch and slamming into the deck of a ship, followed by yellow-coloured gas rising into the air as people ran away. And lastly, South African mourners expressed anger and despair on Monday at the death of 21 teenagers in a tavern over the weekend, as investigating authorities said that the youths were probably accidentally poisoned by something they ate, drank or smoked. The still unexplained deaths of the teens, some of whom were celebrating the end of school exams and others a birthday party, have brought an outpouring of grief and shocked a nation accustomed to injuries linked to a hinge nor binge drinking culture. Authorities ruled out an earlier touted notion of a stampede. And that's it. We will look at the international business news a little bit later on at around about 7:30. Time right now, we're just making our way to 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, we had Dolly Parton, didn't we? And Kenny Rogers. Now it's Kenny Loggins, together with Stevie Nicks.
Whenever I call you friend, I begin to think I understand. Anywhere you and I always been. Ever and ever, I see myself within your eyes. That's all I need to show the world. Everything I do always takes me home to you. Ever and ever. Now I know my life is given to more than there will be. Day by day, we can see.
In every moment, there's a reason to carry on.
There they go, yes, Stevie Nicks there, and that is together with Of course, Kenny Loggins. And the time on the Breakfast Show, keeping an eye on the time, 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking out the studio window this morning, we'll take a look at the weather soon. But it's lovely. We've got quite a bit of blue sky out there today, which is really nice. Sunshine. Oh, we're not used to that, are we? Right. Moving on with the music. This is Jackson Browne. Another feeling, running on empty. And there we go, that is Jackson Browne and Running on Empty. We just make our way to 15 minutes after the 7 o'clock. Tell you what, why don't we take a look at the weather? While it's still good. Yes, the sun is shining. Right, let's take a look and see. We're going to start off as we do over there in the province of Colón, Costa Rica. And we're looking at 28 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, that is the thermal sensation, and the relative humidity is at 86%. Isolated showers join the course of this Tuesday morning, In the afternoon, chance of rain with some thunderstorms. And tonight, what do we got for you? Isolated showers. Now, let's move over. Thank you very much. I can't help it. Sun shining. It's nothing to do with me, really. Let's take a look at West Panama. 29 degrees Celsius. That is going to be the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. Thermal sensation not too bad at 35% and 86% relative humidity. It says here that for this morning it's going to be cloudy, rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. Moving up the coast to us here in the metropolitan area. Well, we've got 29 degrees Celsius being our maximum temperature today, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and relative humidity at 87%. Isolated showers during the course of this morning. Let me just double check. Not right now. There's not much in the way of what would look like rain clouds. We've got some high cloud, but we've got a lot of blue sky right now, and sunshine. Anyway, they say thermal sensation at 35 today and 87 relative humidity. Not too bad. Isolated showers this morning, as I just mentioned, this afternoon. Chance of rain with thunderstorm. Well, we know how that can change, so that's quite logical. And tonight, isolated showers like everybody else. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, the Purvis Islands around that area. We've got 29 degrees, the maximum temperature, 24 degrees, the minimum, 35 is the thermal sensation, and their relative humidity is up there at 90%. Chance of rain with thunderstorms out there during the course of this morning, apparently, this afternoon, that's going to continue. Tonight, though, like the rest of us, isolated showers. So there we go. There's your weather report for today. Now, let's take a look at the maritime conditions. We're going to start with the tides. We're going to start with the Pacific. And we're starting with the high tide. It was at 3:26 this morning, 4.21 metres. Low tide, that'll be at 9:28 this morning, 0.94 of a metre. High tide again, 3:28 in the afternoon, 4.48 meters. Low tide, the last one, 9:51 tonight, and that'll be 0.49 of a meter. On the Caribbean, it never ceases to amaze me, the Caribbean, really. Right, low tide, that was, will be at 8:55 this morning. That's low tide, that'll be minus 0.09 of a meter. That's it. That's it. Low tide, 8:59 this morning, minus 0.09 of a meter, and nothing else. So there we go. Never ceases to amaze me. Let's take a look, shall we, and see what's happening with regards to the sea conditions. Starting over there on the Caribbean, good conditions for this morning, no advisory for you. Winds are light at 6 to 12 kilometres an hour coming from the west-southwest, and the waves are at 3 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour winds coming from the west-southwest with 3-foot waves. And let's see what's in store on the Pacific, shall we, for this morning. Good conditions. We have got 6 to 12 kilometre an hour winds coming from the southeast with 3-foot waves. All right, and in the afternoon on the Pacific, good conditions continuing, 3-foot waves, 5 to 10 kilometre an hour winds, and that is coming from the south. So there we are. That's it. There's your weather for this morning. Time right now, we're just coming down to 19 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
More precious than diamond rings or anything.
A lovely time will reveal from DeBarge. I tell you what, just to remind you about, I don't know if you've been there yet, have you visited Frank's Place? It's a new sort of Italian-American concept located there in Plaza downtown in Costa d'Este. Delicious pastas, brick oven pizzas, gluten-free and vegetarian options. And by the way, they also are pet-friendly. You take your dog, your cat, and you can, I could even take Peppy. Oh, Peppy's gone. Lala the parrot. There you can follow Frank's Place on Instagram. This is at Frank's Place Panama. All right, that's over there in Plaza Downtown Costa del Este. If you come off the main highway and make that first turning into Costa del Este, when you come off, take the first right. It's almost immediate as you go around the corner. Take the first right. You'll see the entrance to downtown, the Plaza Downtown, right there. All right, and by the way, don't forget. Okay, from Tuesday, yes, that's today, going right through till Friday, from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 7 p.m. 2-for-1 drinks, national beers, sangria, mojitos, margaritas, caipirinhas, house wines and spirits. Follow them, as I said, on Instagram at Frank's Place Panama, or you can always give them a call on 394-6998, 394-6998. There are always plenty to do, plenty of places to go and visit. Have a drink. Something to eat. It's always nice, isn't it, when you get out? We are 24 and a half minutes, and that's after 7 o'clock.
Yes, it's over. Call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend. We knew it had to end. Someday this way.
Guess it's over. The kicks are gone. What's the use of trying to hang on?
Too little, too late, we knew it had.
Oh, isn't that nice? Yes, Denise Williams there together with Johnny Mathis and Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. I tell you what, I'm going to squeeze one more in. I want you all to join along with this one. It's the 1910 Fruit Gun Company. Simon Says, you ready?
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica.
The good news must be announced. I tell you that for the first time in Panama, they will be auctioning properties of all prices and all types. If you want to make a good investment or buy the property of your dreams, this is the time. Add emotion to your investment. Financing with the bank of your choice. Sign up from today. Spaces are limited, so call 6999-0303 or call 302-0303. The date is the 30th of June at the Acobea Real Estate Expo Fair.
Paso a paso, se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM, from the heart of Panama City in English.
And right, there we go, 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. Global shares moved into positive territory on Tuesday while oil prices firmed following China's decision to ease some quarantine requirements for international arrivals that raised hopes for stronger growth and a revival in demand for commodities. China slashed the quarantine time for inbound travellers by half in a major easing of one of the world's strictest COVID-19 curbs, which have deterred travel in and out of the country since 2020. Asian shares rose after the announcement, and European stocks opened firmly in the green, which sent the MSCI's benchmark for global stocks into positive territory and on track for its fourth consecutive daily gain. China's strict zero COVID regulations have been a drag on activity in the world's number two economy, but an easing of travel restrictions and reopening of major cities from lockdowns boost optimism that growth can get back on track. It's a good step forward, said Hani Redha, multi-asset portfolio manager at Pinebridge Investments. Then it's not enough to lead to a very robust recovery, but it's definitely going to be a positive incrementally. The MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares rose 0.3%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng reversed earlier losses to rise 0.7%, and China's CSI 300 index gained over 1%. China's tourism stocks gained over 5.5%. The Pan-European Stock 600 was up 0.6%, boosted by oil and gas and mining stocks, but the outlook for developed market stocks remains challenging as central banks attempt to balance stubbornly high inflation with slowing growth. Equity markets will not be out of the woods until central banks shift their rhetoric to a less hawkish stance, said Salman Baig, portfolio manager, Cross Asset Solutions at Unigestion. OPEC's oil revenue surged in 2021 as prices and demand recovered from the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic, while the number of its members, active rigs, posted a modest positive rebound, and new completed wells decline data from the group showed. The value of petroleum exports by the 13-member organization of the petroleum exporting countries reached $561 billion in 2021, up 77% from 2020, OPEC's annual statistical bulletin published on Tuesday has shown. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Inc. said on Monday that it has purchased another 794,389 shares of Occidental Petroleum Corporation, giving the conglomerate a nearly 16.4% stake in the Houston, Texas-based oil company. The purchases were made in multiple transactions and cost about $44 million. Berkshire said in a regulatory filing that the share prices purchases come nearly a week after Berkshire bought 9.6 million Occidental shares. Airlines cancelled over 700 flights in the United States on Monday as adverse weather and shortage of staff hurt their ability to keep up with a surge in summer travel demand. Total flight cancellations within or into or out of the United States as of 1:07 p.m. Eastern Time were 747, as per flight tracking website FlightAware.com. Nearly 860 flights were cancelled on Sunday. Delta Airlines had over 200 cancellations. Republic Airways Inc. and United Airline Holdings had 196 and 122 flight cancellations respectively, while American Airlines Group Inc. cancelled 62 flights as of Monday afternoon. The White House said on Tuesday that companies are planning to invest more than $700 million to boost the United States manufacturing capacity for electric vehicle chargers. Actions set to add at least 2,000 jobs and make charging more accessible and affordable. The investments include $450 million earmarked by Volkswagen unit to electrify America and more than $250 million by Siemens to expand its Grand Prairie, Texas and Pomona, California EV charger plants. So there we go. That's it. Got to have them first, haven't you? What comes first? The charger or the car? I think you've got to have the infrastructure, haven't you? Otherwise, you're just not going to get anywhere. Time on The Breakfast Show, 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget to joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got Isaac. Remember, he was with us last week talking about the concerts that are on. Isaac Casal. He's coming in today with Juvenal Correa, pianist, and Livia Montano. So that's to come in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We'll also be checking in with Ingrid, and in the last hour we'll be having a chat with Yasmin and see what she's been up to, if she's been keeping out of trouble. This evening, Champagne King. Nothing wrong with a bit of champagne first thing in the morning. Shame, that's what it was called. Let's say a very good morning to Anna Maria. Says hello, good morning, Jerry. By the way, if I can't get any of your pieces of music this morning, because earlier on, well, when I came to start up this morning, the keyboard for my left hand side computer is not working, and I said I can't talk to anybody on WhatsApp. She said to me, use the phone, stupid. So at least I can chat to you. But there's no guarantee I'm going to be able to find your piece of music because I can't type into my library. So there we go. But I'll tell you what, this one worked out rather well. Anna Marie says, hello, good morning, Jerry. She says, last week you played some songs in languages other than English and Spanish. Yeah, mainly in Italian, I think. It reminded me of a Japanese song called Shima Uta. I was obsessed, though, when I was younger with this song. It was popular around the time of the Korea-Japan FIFA World Cup. Later on, I learned that the version popular here was recorded by an Argentinian artist called Alfredo Casero after he heard it at a Japanese restaurant. Happens to all of us, doesn't it? Happens to me in Indian restaurants. She said, I love that song. It has a nostalgic feeling I always enjoy, and it has an interesting story as well. Well, at least I think so. I don't know if you have it, or maybe you could find it. Anyway, it would be great if you end up playing it on the program. Thank you, and have a great day. Well, purely by luck, because I went onto my my laptop and I managed to find it and move it over. So I think this is the one you want. This is the one by Alfredo Casero. Virgil, that's Shima Uta, and that's Alfredo Casero. And, well, I hope that was the one you liked. And that's for Anna Maria this morning. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. Renee just dropped us line. She says, good morning. Loving the blue sky and the sunshine this morning. Please play my morning brain wake-up song of the day. It's Debbie Boone, and You Light Up My Life.
So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone to sing me his song. So many dreams I kept deep inside me, alone in the dark.
Long time since I played Debbie Boone. That's a lovely one. You Light Up My Life. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, we're 9 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I tell you what, here is, I was watching a program the other day, and it was about a young pianist and a pianist and singer, and he got his inspiration from this guy, Mr. Billy Joel. Can't get much better, can you? This is an innocent man.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that it just passes by. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool. They will not listen to anyone, so nobody.
nobody tells them a lie. I know you're only protecting yourself. I know you're thinking of somebody else, someone who hurt you, but I'm not above making up for the love you've been denying you could ever feel. I'm not above doing anything to restore your faith if I can. Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man. They will never believe another promise they hear in the dark, because they only remember too well they heard somebody tell them before. Some people sleep all alone every night instead of taking a lover to bed. Some people find that it's easier to hate than to wait anymore. I know you don't want to hear what I say. I know you're gonna keep turning away. But I've been there, and if I can survive, I can keep you alive. I'm not above going through it again. I'm not above being cool for a while. If you're cruel to me, I understand. Some people run from a possible fight. Some people figure they can never win. And although this is a fight I can lose, the accused is an innocent man. That's your decision, but I'm not below anybody I know. If there's a chance of resurrecting a love, I'm not above going back to the start to find out where the heartache began. Some people hope for a miracle cure. Some people just accept the world as it is. I'm not willing to lay down and die because I am an innocent man.
Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me.
devil would call my name.
Oh, do you
I say now, who do?
Ooh.
Who do you think you're fooling?
Oh, do you
I'm a consummated man.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. What's that them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Metro de Panamá insta a todos sus usuarios a mantener las medidas de bioseguridad en todas sus instalaciones y trenes.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight.
Lovely. That's I'm Gonna Lose You, and that's from Meghan Trainor. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, I think it's about time that we went over and checked on our everyday story for country folk. What do you think?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Gaz, how you doing? What a beautiful day today is. I'm looking out at a beautiful city sunrise. And that sun is just peeking through those clouds with these beautiful buildings. Oh, man, it rained like a crazy yesterday. I mean, I can still see puddles of water out there in the football field. So I know it, and it did rain. It clapped a thunder. I was on the telephone, and I thought that was so funny. I was talking to somebody in Paitia, and I'm in Paitia, and I'm on the telephone, and I heard the clap of thunder here in my house, and then I also heard it on the telephone. It was like, oh, it was the weirdest thing. And I mean, those were claps of thunder. That was more like an orchestration of thunder. They were huge. They were long. That thunder was amazing. Ah, man, I'm glad I didn't have any pets around, because that would have made them crazy. My little Rolex, according to my friend, said he was getting kind of scared, because that was like fireworks, that big old clap of thunder. So what has left the city in a beautiful hue of clean and washed away the dirtiness. It's just so beautiful. Look at all that. Oh, my goodness. I can't get over the clouds. They're just streaked all through the sky. And then there's wispy ones. And then there's some big floaty, fluffy ones. Look at that cloud. Looks like, oh my goodness, it looks like a Mickey Mouse cloud. I can see a Mickey Mouse cloud in the sky. Oh. Well, I think I have one apartment rented and one to go. Few things to do here with some computers. I know I've got my computer here has crashed, so I have to fix that. It did the blue screen of death. I know what that's like. I got an idea how to fix it. I just haven't had time yet. Got to do a few things today and a few things tomorrow. I'm going to take Rolex to get his teeth cleaned tomorrow. His little teeth are dirty and need a little cleaning. Yeah, he's a cute little chihuahua. Love him to death. All right, you all be safe. It is Tuesday. Tomorrow is Humpty Hump Day, so I'll hopefully talk to you then. Take care, and back to you in the studio.
You know when it's the one. You know if it's the real thing. 'Cause suddenly everything feels so you want to better things. I bet you didn't ever think it could be so good. Let go. Let go of your unhappiness. You shine. You let me know where heaven is.
You know, they see the kid everywhere, don't they? Clouds from the Lighthouse Family. Big thanks to Ingrid for today's everyday story of country folk. I love the bit about the teeth brushing. Right, let me see what I have got here. Let me see. It was let me go back because I'm doing what Yasmin told me. I'm using my phone. So here we go. We've got something in here from. It's from Mary Lou. Says thanks, Jerry. She enjoyed that Japanese music. She thought it was quite cool. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. So I wonder if you can play Un Gatto nel Blu. And but the Italian version sung by Roberto Carlos at the San Remo Festival. You know what? That was way back. That was way back in 1972. It's probably not a particularly brilliant recording, but here you go.
Saltare un cancello, io e te, e poi una mela, l'emozione, gli occhi tuoi, le rose, l'amore, casa mia, e un gatto per farci compagnia, ma da quando è finita io non so perché la finestra è più grande senza te. Un gatto nel blu guarda le stelle, non vuol tornare in casa senza te. Sapessi qua giù che notte bella, chissà se un gran dolore si cancella. Un gatto nel blu, ecco che tu sconti dal cuore, mio caro amore, tra poco sarai dei giochi miei, anche stasera. Una lacrima sei. E va via, se amarlo sbaglio, colpa mia, però chi in fondo della vita che ne so, un gatto nel blu, guarda le stelle, non vuol tornare in casa senza te, sapessi qua giù. E non se pena, chissà se un gran dolore si cancella, un gatto nel blu, ecco che tu ti dà il cuore, lo sarai, e io ti viene, la tua piana, un gatto nel blu, ecco che tu, anche stasera.
In my head, and the things I think just don't make sense.
There we go. That's Adele getting a cold shoulder, or giving a cold shoulder, one of the two. And that brings us time-wise. We're just coming up for 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I'm going to find a nice little short one because we've got our guests here in the studio. Just want to chill out and relax for a couple of minutes. So we're going to have a little bit of Earth, Wind and Fire. There we go. That is Earth, Wind and Fire and Serpentine Fire. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're keeping an eye on the time. We're exactly 21 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. Now, if you remember, last week we were chatting with Isaac Casal. And happy to say he's not with us. That wouldn't be right to say he's not with us. I'm happy to say he's not with us this morning. No, he was going to come, but we got two guests. We've got Juvenal. I've got that not right.
Juvenal, yeah.
Yeah, good. Just make sure I get it right. I'm very good with people's names. And Juvenal Correa and Livia Montaigne.
Exactly.
Great. I'm doing so far so good. Let's call it quits while we're ahead.
Thank you for having us.
No, thank you very much for coming in. And because you were saying you knew Isaac, you've known Isaac sometimes. There's this sort of connection between you guys.
Yes, Isaac's oldest brother, Luis, is a violin player, very good. He lives in New York. And we met in Indiana. We're doing our graduate study. Uh-huh. And then that's the connection with Isaac.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. And you were saying, Libby, you are from here?
I am from Panama, yes. And I have now an opera company. And we are having a concert tomorrow in the UTP, Universidad Tecnológica de Panama. And it's for free. It's 7 p.m. So we are inviting the...
Everybody to go. Yes, and if anybody wants a ticket, we've got a couple of tickets here so that they can get in. Easy. So if anybody wants one, tell what, first person, give Yasmin a call, 223-5162, 223-5162. We'll give you a couple of those tickets. And now this is fascinating because is this the first opera company in Panama?
Because it's the first opera company in Panama, yes, because at the moment we just have associations or foundations, and we don't have an opera company from the country. And this is an opera that we are presenting operas that are funny, and it's not the same story like the tragedy. And
not the tragedy.
No, exactly. No, we are trying to do it fun for the people to get into know this.
I mean, when we talk of opera, do you consider Gilbert and Sullivan opera? Gilbert and Sullivan, the Pirates of Penzance and all these pieces?
No.
Because they're sort of very light opera.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's like opera buffa from Italia. We are starting from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Exactly.
Wonderful. And how many have you got? How many people have you got in the in your...
At the moment, we have like 15 singers.
Excellent.
And they're all from Panama.
It's amazing singers, because it's sort of almost been sort of like... It's been sort of under the carpet, you know. So that's excellent. And you guys are performing tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. So, we'll have to... Compagnia Opera... Oh, it's got your name. Libiamo.
Libiamo, because it's also the name of one of the most famous songs.
An iconic, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
From Traviata. From
La Traviata.
Ah.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. I know Elton John. but no, I used to go, I don't know if you've ever heard of an opera house in London called Sadler's Wells Opera. And that's sort of, and I remember when I was a little kid at boarding school, the housemate used to take us there to see the opera. And really quite something. And Hoover, now, so are you going to be playing tomorrow?
You're going to be playing. Collaborating, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm a conductor, but I'm also a pianist and harpsichordist and organist. Yeah.
Oh, so you're busy. Yes.
Quite busy. And it's a privilege and honor to work with Libia. Because it's, besides, it's the first opera company. I will see it more like a platform, you know, for the development of young singers.
Right, right.
Yeah, because the main issue here is that it's not a problem, but it's a situation that is, I would say, almost in every country in Latin America, since there is no tradition for opera, like what you have in England or in Germany or in Italy. There is kind of a not wrong idea, but, you know, everyone thinks that there is an old woman, fat, with a helmet, with horns, screaming on the stage, and... It's actually nothing to do with that.
So I was just saying, so you mean that it's not that?
No. you see, everyone think about opera and it's the first image that comes
to mind. Well, you know, because there is an expression, it's not over until the fat lady sings.
Yeah.
You know
that? It's one of the most complex, performing arts that exist in the world. It's easy to compete with TikTok these days, you know, or YouTube. But it's when you see an approach opera as a expression of emotions and situations, social, political, or through the history of humanity, you can start seeing it with different eyes. So that I think that is very noble what Libia is doing here in Panama, which is doing that.
I mean, how long has this been formed, Libia?
How long?
Your opera.
I've been singing since I was a kid.
Mm, but how long since you formed the company?
We started at 2018. We have like 2-3 years singing completely. But I live in Paris.
You live in Paris?
Uh-huh. So I left the country for a while, and now I'm coming here again to start again the company.
Wonderful. Paris. Yeah, there's the city. You were singing in Paris?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And studying.
Well, it's all very globe-trotting, isn't it? That's great. Because you must have you watched a series on Netflix called Emily in Paris?
Yeah. You know? I didn't want them to watch it. Yeah, because they just show the nice side of Paris.
So. Oh, there's a bad side? You should do a series about that then. So what are you going to be performing tomorrow?
In the UTP, Teatro de la Tecnológica, de Panama, and we are going to have this concert in the Saint Malo Festival. They invite us, and they are having concerts for, I think, 2 weeks
every day. Yeah, I know, it's amazing.
So you can follow the Fundación Sinfonía Concertante, Funcicopa, on Instagram to know what the concert they have. They have a lot, and people from all over the world are coming here in Panama to Panama.
And what are you actually going to be performing?
I would like to say it's very interesting, because even though the title of the concert is Opera Hit Parade, we do like an introduction as how music was developed. So we are going to start with the first piece of music ever written.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
was that by Elton John?
Elton John? Yeah. The real piece of music. It's called on a piece of stone that a widower wrote in honor to his wife. I'm talking about many centuries ago, the Greeks. So
incredible.
We're going to perform that because... It's the beginnings, yeah, and the evolution, and from there until the moment that opera was period. So we will do a very, very short introduction, like 10 minutes, to understand the development of music and how was the style established in Italy.
And also, you're going to be going through and sort of telling a story as you go through the different pieces.
Amusing.
It's just the hit parade, just all the songs that everybody knows.
Yeah.
So if you're going on Toronto, you better have a sing song. sing along to opera.
That first piece is called the Seikilos Pitaf.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and then we will follow up with the first piece written in music notation, which is the Hymn of St. John, written by Guido d'Arezzo. Where the name of the notes, the musical notes, comes from. Ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si. So, and it's Gregorian chant, but...
That type of music
yeah,
I love.
Yeah, it's not going to be a lecture or anything boring or, you know, like... It's just to... I think that when you understand something, you are able to enjoy it better. So I think breaking that mysticism with opera is very important, because it's a part of our reality. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things I think in a way, for me, sort of when opera, I mean, a lot of opera is sung in the original language. So you go to an opera in London and you're listening to something in Italian, and they do actually give you a translation of what's being said.
Yeah.
But no, opera is magic. It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really, and everyone could be identified with that, because it's patterns, emotional patterns, no?
And what is your, you are a singer, so what...
I'm a soprano.
Thank you.
That's the
question
that
was coming.
Exactly.
Yes, thank you. There's the old brain going there. So you're a soprano.
I am.
You're in Paris, so you've done sort of the full...
I started here in the conservatory in Panama, and after it I went to Spain, Argentina, France to get specialized. I'm trying now to have the master's degree in Florida.
I mean, you've done all that.
Yeah, because we never...
But you're so young.
We haven't, not so young.
How long have you been, but you said you started singing early, right?
Yes, I started at 17, something like that. Yeah.
Wow. And so, well, you're 18 now.
I am. I'm 18.
And how about you? Because I mean, were you a young musician?
I was born in a family with a lot of art. My grandfather was the assistant for the symphonic orchestra in Chile in Santiago.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He was a prodigy. And my mother was she loved to dance. She did some violin. So we were raised, my two brothers and me, in an environment full of art. But then my parents got divorced and we started moving around the world. And then I stopped doing music, but I took it serious at 20 years old after I graduated from college. Yeah.
And because you play a number of instruments, but you're also a conductor.
Yes.
What is your favorite? Do you prefer conducting or do you prefer actually playing?
Depends on the orchestra.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that was
that's very diplomatic. Yeah.
No, now that you ask that, it's very interesting because being a pianist is about the individualism. No,
it's
you are by yourself. You are under control of the weight and the phrasing and your fingers and gravity helps you and everything. But in an orchestra, it's very organic. You have 80, 90 people, sometimes less, and you need to be able to not control as a freak, but you know, to have enough strength to not let go
because
force,
exactly, because I was watching, I was telling Isaac the other day, there's been a couple of programs on the BBC, issues to do with Ukraine, but he was interviewing, I think, one of the main conductors, Ukrainian conductors, and it was interesting to talk about, you know, it's the conductor that, and this guy took it, you know, it's his interpretation when he's conducting. So for somebody, for a musician in the, because, you know, for us lay people, there's the guy waving his arms around and getting all excited. But how do you, sitting in the orchestra, how do you interpret what he is telling you to do?
I think that the first step to, not only for an orchestra when you're conducting, but for anything, is being humble. Is you really need to connect with the composer more than give your own point of view.
Right.
And to do that is extremely difficult because there is a misconception about what you just said, conductors with big hair and moving the arms.
That's right.
And that's not music. That's a circus. And there is no.
Right, yeah, okay, yeah.
One of the best conductors for me is a Austrian Argentinian conductor, Carlos Kleber. And he didn't move or he didn't do all this show. And it is beautiful for the people and sells a lot of tickets. But music is not about moving the hair. It's about really understanding the music and allowing the musicians
I've watched some conductors and they're there and their movements are very delicate, you know, get all the theatrics.
Chelibidake was another great conductor. He barely moved, but he had absolute control of the sound, the quality, and he connected with the musicians. It's not about a diva that gets, you know, $200,000 per concert and then sells tickets and it has a big name. Unfortunately, there are so many like that are ranks like the best conductors.
Livia, don't take any notice of him. He's not talking about you. Okay.
No. I say that it's a privilege and an honor to work with her. It's as if for her being humble
but this is it, isn't it? Because, I mean, to me, you know, there are so many musicians out there. And, I mean, I know doesn't have to be in the classical thing, but music is a passion. And, you know, I have friends that, you know, playing bands and groups or whatever, and you don't make a lot of money, you know, but it's the passion of playing music. I mean, I keep saying on the program, you know, I'm in a way, unfortunately, I mean, I can't, the only claim I have to fame was when I was a little kid at school. I sang one of the pieces from Faust, I think it was, or something. Angel Host Resting on High or something. I still remember it. I must have been a little kid with a screechy voice. So I don't sing. I don't play a musical instrument, although I was sent to piano lessons, and what I couldn't do was train my hands to do different things. things. I follow each other around. And I do envy, apart from, you know, you two are professionals, but I mean, for just the layperson, to be able to sort of sit down at the end of the day, get on the piano, or Yasmin's son is starting to learn the saxophone and the other. But to be able to get out and to just, because that would be an absolutely amazing way to unwind, you know, to sit down and just get it out of your system.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is not like, I won't give you the sources because it will be too long, but it's absolutely demonstrated that in societies where there is more music since the beginning of the education of the kids, there is less crime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not
it depends
it's not
how they play, you know.
Yeah,
that,
no,
you?
Of course, yeah. Sorry, the throwing the bottles and the letters. No, but it's true, because what you just said is a process, it's an emotional process. Mm-hmm. But the beautiful part of music is that the synapses that occurs in the brain when you are doing music is very intense, very complex, and it develops parts of your brain that are impossible to develop without that. So put music as an essential part of the education for kids, I think it will be solving so many problems. And it's so bad that the politicians don't have even an idea about that.
Well, it's because they can't sing. So, you know, what's the expression, sing for your money? I mean,
I think it's in Malaysia. There is even a jail, a prison, where they
for bad musicians.
No, for bad musicians. Yeah, that should be everywhere. No. I don't want to get corny or anything, but where they sing and dance every day in the morning as a part of their exercise routine, and I think it is the less violent prison in the world. I mean, I'm not trying to sell vacuum cleaners here, but this is a great idea.
The best thing to do then is go to this prison.
Exactly. And then
first of all, get yourself arrested. You could do that by playing bad music. And I've got one here from Felipe. He's been asking, he asked if I can find a piece of music for him. I'll do that for you a little bit later on. Regarding the conductors, I like Daniel
Barenboim. I know him. He's a great
Argentinian, German, Jewish.
Yeah. And he says that he's from Israel, but he's
Daniel. Apparently, he conducted at the anniversary of the Berlin Wall. So
There we go. Beautiful musician and beautiful human being.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a great conductor because he's a great human being. He's not a diva or.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, looking for attention. He's a real musician.
I mean, tell me, because I was talking earlier on, this impression I got from one of these interviews was that the conductor interprets or puts his interpretation. But shouldn't really the conductor's job to be making sure that it's faithful to the original? Or are you going to get sort of Mozart the remix, you know, because of the way... Because for me, music... it doesn't matter what type of music it is, but it's a little time capsule.
Absolutely.
It's like when I'm sorting out my music, because so go back and I'm playing something. I said, gosh, yes, I remember listening to that and I remember what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And it's like a little time capsule, takes you actually to the place. And I like Baroque music. And I sit and I listen to Baroque and I go, gosh, you know, this is what they were listening to, you know, all these centuries ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I love your ideas because it's about that. It's about placing yourself and giving yourself to travel in time.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly.
And to understand the context, historically, social, political, or even geographical. And it's a trip. It's a real trip.
It's a trip, yes. Less said about those, the better.
Yeah.
So listen, let's remind everybody, because this is very important. We're just sort of coming up towards the top of the hour. And... this is tomorrow, so Livia, remind me.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m. At La UTP, La Universidad Tecnológica de Panamá, in the auditorium, we're going to have Opera Hit Parade from the Opera Company of Liviamo Opera Company.
Exactly. Wonderful. Okay, and that starts at 7:30 p.m. We've got a couple of tickets here to give away if anybody wants them. And you don't need a ticket. The entrance is free, so you can just turn up, I guess. So, look, it's been absolutely wonderful talking to you. I mean, you could talk
I would like to say, now that you were talking about Baroque Opera, Livia also, with her company, this is not part of the festival, but by coincidence, we are doing a Baroque opera
really?
At the Villa Palma Hotel. Yeah,
at 7 p.m. You can find all the information in operaliviamo.com.
Yeah, I mean, also, I mean, Libby, keep us up to date with what you're you're doing, and so we can let people know.
Exactly.
So I think great.
Thank
congratulations
you so
to you, and Juvenal, thank you so very much for coming in and being
thank
here in
Panama. Thank you so much for having us. What a pleasure.
That was great. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And thank you for doing this.
No, all the
great
time.
For Panama.
And, and when you see Isaac, tell him we didn't need him. Thank you both very much indeed. Juvenal and Libby there. And we'll have some information on our website later on today with some links, and you can find out the program. And that has taken us to the top of the hour. So if you missed the news at 8, well, I got it for you in just a few seconds.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier, with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations, where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Beneficio para los madrugadores. El metro estará abierto desde las 4:30 de la mañana hasta las 11 de la noche, de lunes a viernes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That's called Undercover of the Night from the Rolling Stones. Funnily enough, we were just talking with Uvental and with Livia just as they were leaving, because I've got my John Lennon t-shirt on today. I said, oh, you're a big fan of the Rolling Stones then? And I said, for natural fact, I was, as I said, when I grew up with this music, I was a big fan of the Beatles. I find the Rolling Stones music much more mature, in natural fact. Funnily enough, then don't get me wrong, the Beatles are absolutely brilliant, but I'm much more into the Rolling Stones these days, probably because they're able to keep going no matter how old they are. The one before that, that was Chris Rea and Paul, If You Think It's Over, because it's not over. We've still got plenty of things to do, like taking a little wander down the corridor. Yes, there we go. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
How are we today?
Very good.
Smarty pants.
It's sunny today.
It is sunny today. It's nice, isn't it? That's probably why I'm in a better mood today.
Yeah, yesterday was crazy. A lot of rain.
I wasn't in a good mood yesterday, was I?
But that was before the rain.
Yeah, well, that was just normal. It was a Monday. I'm calling you Miss Smarty Pants. Because yesterday, remember, all these things, they build up, you know, and this was like yesterday I had that mouse problem. That when I clicked on something, for some reason, it would act like a double click. So if I was trying to move a piece of music from my library over to my playlist, it would start playing the music instead of just moving it. And that was really annoying. Because you know what I'm like. I don't like things to go wrong. So anyway, I went out, I bought a fan. Actually, I must talk, because this mouse, I was looking, it was the only one they had, in actual fact. It's by Logitech, and it's called a Pebble. See, look. See, it's nice.
It's got a what?
It's called a Pebble. Pebble. You know, Pebble's like a little round stone. You see, that's very cool. But the amazing thing about this one, it has a little thingy, a dongle, that you put in, because this particular computer doesn't have Bluetooth, which is great. But it also has Bluetooth. So it works with a little dongle thingy on here. But then why did I just did use Bluetooth yesterday, and I connected it to my tablet. So I can use it with that. I was pleased with myself. So anyway, I was all happy about that. And then this morning I went to type. It was a message that came in for you, and I was moving it over. And I went to type. I got a G and an H. And that was it. It died. I said, oh, it's okay. Just new batteries. Put in new batteries. Still dead. So I've had no keyboard on that side this morning. And then I said, well, I can't talk to anybody because I have WhatsApp on my screen. I can't talk to anybody on WhatsApp. And Yasmin says, why don't you just use your phone? Luckily, she didn't put stupid on the end, but, you know, it's just one of those things. I'm so used to using the keyboard and typing on the screen. So just use your phone. Okay. Right. Time for a lie down. What would I do without you, yes? There we go. What happened yesterday? Because you had an event yesterday. Was that cool?
Well, yes. Yesterday, I got an invitation for the press conference at Mi Cultura about the next concert they're going to have, and it's free for everybody. It's going to be this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at Teatro Nacional at Casco Antiguo. And it's going to be the pianist Javier Ruiz from Cuba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be playing. And also with the orchestra of Panama.
Wow.
And Maestro Ledesma Bradley.
Yeah.
It's going to be the conductor. So that's going to be amazing. Free for everybody. Just there's an email address that you could do your reservation in advance. Because, you know, to get your seats. But it's good also to be on time before 7:30 p.m. That's on Thursday. And you can also check the website of Mi Cultura and get more information there.
There's an awful lot going on these days, isn't there?
Exactly, and free. And this is great.
I was going to say that.
It's great
music.
We
love free, don't we?
Yes, yeah. Great music, great artists. So everybody should go to all of them.
That's cool.
Yes.
And what about today? Where are you going today?
Oh, no.
Sorry, what?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Oh, dear. What's happened to the world?
Yesterday I'd be at home.
Guess where I'm going?
Where?
Come by keyboard.
Hopefully tomorrow everything will work perfect.
Well, don't forget, I got another computer with another keyboard and another mouse. You know? So, there we go. But, I mean, I wouldn't have minded. I mean, if the keyboard had played up yesterday, I could have gone both at the same time, couldn't I?
Exactly.
You see? Somebody up there saying, hey, let's mess around with him this week. He's going on vacation soon. Let's make him suffer.
Oh.
Anyway, we survived. I tried to. I don't think anybody knew anything. They couldn't tell my voice. You've got a couple of pieces of music today as well.
Mm-hmm. And this time is What Happened This Day in Music.
Okay.
That was in 1959. Bobby Darin was at number one on the UK singles chart with Dream Lover, the American singer's first UK number one, which featured Neil Sedaka on piano, also reached number two on the US chart.
Ta-da!
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way, a girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. 'Cause I want a girl to call.
Tell you what, remember that one?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember it when I was 10.
Wow.
Yeah, that was it. I tell you what I didn't realise was what you mentioned on it, that Neil Sedaka was playing the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Of course, he went on to do some great things on his own.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking earlier on about music with our two guests and learning a piece, an instrument or whatever. And, of course, how's Ian getting on with his saxophone? Is he enjoying it?
Well, the last time I asked him, he said he learned a new music.
Mm-hmm.
But when he tried to play it in front of everybody with the band and everything, mm-hmm. He forgot it. He forgot the notes.
That happens.
Yeah.
That happens. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. But he needs to practice more.
Yeah, no, that's it. You just, it is, unfortunately, with so many things like that, it is practice,
mm-hmm.
Until it just becomes second nature.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll come.
Yes.
But he must persevere.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy that can't play anything. That's probably one of the reasons I want him to succeed. Wonderful. What's your second piece for today?
Uh-huh. The second one is in 1975. The Eagles started a 5-week run at number one on the US album chart with their fourth studio album, One of These Nights. The album, which became their breakthrough album, released three US top 10 singles, Lion Eyes, which won a Grammy, Take It to the Limit, and the title track.
All right, I think we've got to take the one that got a Grammy, don't you?
Okay.
Take it to the limit.
But let's take it to the limit. Not lion eyes, is it?
Lovely.
It says lion eyes up there.
Oh.
That was it. I'm sure that's the wrong one. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because I've got another one here. Let me see this thing. Ha ha!
It's that one.
That's all right. See, that one was all wrongly programmed, it was. This is lion eyes, but it's not. This is lion eyes. Let's take it to the limit.
Get tired.
There we go. Yes. Well, we got there in the end. See, that's a Lion Eyes track.
I love them both.
Yeah, they're both good. But see, the other one says Lion Eyes as well, uh-huh. But it's wrong. It's wrongly catalogued. Mm. I'm going to complain to somebody, but I don't know who.
Mm-hmm.
I'll complain to you. So, that's it then. It's almost another day gone, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Tomorrow is WTW.
Exactly.
We'll be halfway through the week.
Mm-hmm.
Have we heard if Andres coming in tomorrow?
No, I asked him, but he haven't answered yet.
He hasn't answered yet? No, perhaps he's been to see One Man and a Baby or something. And we've got Club Med tomorrow.
Exactly.
That's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Vacation time, getting ready.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, we'll be back to fight another day. Mm-hmm. Jerry will be hopefully with a new keyboard. Nothing else. No, I'm not going to say anything. All right, yes. Have a great day.
See you tomorrow.
All right.
Too.
All the best. Let's rip it up, shall we? This is Orange Juice, Rip It Up. There we go. Yes, rip it up. And that's to bring us, we are 3.5 minutes before I have to wind up. I wind up at around about 5 to 2, taking us there. Classic, a favourite of mine from Anne Murray. You Needed Me.
I cried a tear, you wiped it dry. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me, you gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high almost see eternity. You needed me, you needed me. And I can't believe it's you, I can't believe it's true. I needed you, and you were there. And I'll never I finally found someone who really cares. You held my hand when it was cold, when I was lost, you took me home, you gave me hope. When I was at the end and turned my life back into truth again, you even called me friend. You gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own. Put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me, you needed me, you needed me.
You Needed Me from Anne Murray. And that's it. That brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Let me say a big thank you to our guests in the 8 o'clock hour. That's to Juvenal Correa and to Livia Montaño. We'll have some information on our website today about that as well. So big thanks for them. And also big thanks, of course, to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her everyday story of country folk. To Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, who taught me how to use a phone to do WhatsApp instead of my keyboard. And for doing everything else, of course, here on the Breakfast Show, on my producer, my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. The boys and girls of Group of Gradra keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Want to join us? Just give Yemen a call on 223-5162. 223-5162. Lovely to have you with us. And that's it. Just please remember, between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, please, please be careful whatever it is you're doing, because what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry Digg. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.